Welcome back to Afternoons. Julian De Stoop with you until 3 o'clock. Don't worry about Gary and Tim. Bob and Andy are back on Monday. That's how hard-working the boys in Drive are. They'll be back on Monday at 3 p.m. A bit of a cricket update for Maccas. We're going to talk to Wes Agar very shortly. The new crispy barbecue Mick Oz has arrived at Maccas, made with 100% Aussie beef, juicy beetroot, crispy onions and southern barbecue sauce. Grab yours today. Interesting article's just gone up on sen.com.au. A report on the report by Fox Cricket's Tom Morris. It's saying Glenn Maxwell and Aaron Finch's red ball careers with Victoria could be coming to an end. Tom Morris at Fox Cricket understands that Maxwell and Finch are unlikely to represent Victoria in the Sheffield Shield again, as their hopes of returning to the Australian side dwindle. So it's all about the fact that that Victoria are keen on promoting some of the young players like Jake Fraser-McGurk, John O'Merlo, Mackenzie Harvey and Sam Harper. So that would be a massive blow, particularly I guess we think Glenn Maxwell's still a chance to play Test cricket, maybe not Aaron Finch. So that's going to be an interesting one to follow. In terms of Victorian cricket, in terms of the Big Bash, last night was a big, big win for the Adelaide Strikers. 82 runs off the back of a century from Alex Carey. They posted 5 for 197, which was far too much for the Heat. And one of the main reasons the Heat got nowhere near that target was the work of Wes Agar, who took 4 wickets again. He's now the equal leading wicket taker in the competition, and he's been good enough to join us on the line. Afternoon, Wes.
G'day, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Very well. That was a very impressive performance last night. Obviously, Alex Carey's taken all the headlines. And what did you make of his knock watching it on?
I think it was outstanding. I think Michael Hussey summed it up really well. He's a bit of a silent assassin, Keza, when he's batting. You look at the score and 1 minute he's on 12 and the next he's on 60, and I think that's just a credit to the player he is. He just goes about his business and gets the job done, and we're so proud of him, and he showed all the boys last night what next level looks like.
Let's be honest though, Wes, it's a batsman's game. I mean, you've taken 4. As a team, you've knocked them over very cheaply. Peter Siddle's having a great season, and yet all the glory goes to the batsman. It's a tough game being a bowler in BBL, isn't it?
It's a tough game being a bowler in BBL, but I think Keza deserves all the credit that he got for last night. It makes our job a lot easier as bowlers when we're defending a total like 296 like we were last... 196, sorry, like we were last night. So it made our jobs a lot easier, and it put a lot of pressure on their batsmen, I think, which helped us get a few wickets in the end.
It's been an amazing season in the BBL, apart from the Sixers who have sort of broken away at the top and the Renegades that have been sort of struggling at the bottom of the table. It is a remarkably even between the other 6 teams, and obviously that was a big game for you guys last night. You got the point, but... Still, it's on a nice head, isn't it? And you got 2 tough games to finish, our back-to-back games against the Thunder.
Yeah, it is. It's a really close competition this year, and I think that's what makes every game so important. I think you go into every game like it's your last one at the moment, just because you don't know what's going to happen in the other games, and you could end up at the bottom of the table. You can end up at the top after one game. So I think it's really important that we stay focused and we come into the Thunder games bringing the momentum that we got from last night.
As we mentioned off the top, we're talking to Wes Agar from the Adelaide Strikers alongside Jai Richardson. He got 21 wickets for the Big Bash, equal leader. He had a really good season in the Big Bash as well last year. You must be delighted with your own form.
Yeah, I am. It's really pleasing to know that the hard work's paying off. And I'm just happy that I'm able to reward the Strikers. They've put a lot of effort into me, and it's my 5th year with them now. And the fact that I'm able to do well and perform for them now after sort of watching Benny Lachlan and Sidzi do their craft for the first couple of years, it's just good to get some performances on the board.
It's a bit hard watching a good Victorian boy like yourself dominate for the Strikers.
I'm a South Australian now.
Oh, come on, Wes. Don't forget your roots.
Nah, I love this place. They gave me everything, so I'm just happy that I'm able to reward them.
Yeah, you mentioned playing with the Strikers. Obviously, you're playing with Peter Siddle, who's got so much experience in all forms of the game, and you're also coached by one of our great fast bowlers as well, Jason Gillespie. Just give us an insight into the impact those two guys have had on your career.
Yeah, massive impact. I think Dizzy, I've known him since I was 19. He gave me my first BBL cap. Has just backed me in, and that gives a young kid a lot of confidence when he's first coming into the scene and getting tapped around a bit like I was. That it's okay, and you're developing, and I think that helped me not always just try and impress in the nets, but also try and develop my craft. And then Sidsy out in the ground is outstanding. I get back to my mark, and the knowledge he knows, and more so just knowing what ball to bowl and when. I'll just talk to him about what balls I want to bowl, and he'll either tell me no or yes. And having a guy like that at the top of the mark to just feed off and know that what you're thinking is right helps you so much to then run in with confidence to execute the ball at hand.
Oh, I heard Jackson Bird talking on the show earlier today with Kane Corns, and even though he's a bowler, he really likes, well, I guess, two of the three new rules. I guess the X-Factor rule hasn't had a major impact on the competition, but the other two rule changes, what have you made of them from a bowling point of view and just what they've done for the competition as a whole?
Yeah, I think you need to keep evolving in cricket, and I think it's added, especially the power surge, has added more skill to the bowler's game. It adds more pressure, and I think that's a really good thing, especially for a guy like me who's now coming on and getting a few more games, to take those hard overs and to try and perform in that and to think about the game a bit more in depth. I think it's great for the game, and I think it's great for cricket in general moving forward.
Given your form in the BBL, not just this season but last season, we know there's an Australian squad that's going to go to New Zealand and play five 2020 games. Have you had any contact with selectors? Have you got hopes that you'll get on that tour?
No, I haven't had any contact with the selectors at all. I guess for me, it's just about performing the best I can and doing my role for the Strikers. You know, like, I don't know, the way I see it, I just want to play every game for the Strikers, and that hasn't even seemed solidified to me, although it might be to other people.
Yep.
But so to think at the next level is something that I'm not thinking about yet. I just want to win games for Adelaide Strikers and do well for my team.
You, obviously, you've got the aspirations, though, and I guess when a member of your family's played for Australia as well, that must make you pretty hungry to follow in Big Brother's footsteps.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be playing cricket if I wasn't aiming to play at the highest level. I think that's the pinnacle, and that's what you dream of as a kid. And of course, I want to play there. And if that opportunity comes, I'll take it with both hands and give it a red hot crack. But like I said, it's an aspiration, and it's obviously a goal of mine. But when I'm out there in the middle, it's just about doing well and winning games of cricket for the Adelaide Strikers.
And we talked about before, just before we introduced you, this story around Glenn Maxwell and Aaron Finch, and obviously the Sheffield Shield season will resume. I mean, how much are you looking forward to getting back into the long form part of the game as well?
Oh, I love it. I love playing Shield cricket. I think it helps me a lot with my T20 cricket as well, because consistently, you have to be so consistent on your line and length, and no matter what game you're playing, the hardest ball to hit is a hard length top of the stumps. And I'm looking forward to getting back, and hopefully we're able to tour around Australia a little bit and play on some different wickets. And no, it's great. South Australia, I have a lot of confidence in doing well in the next couple of years. So to keep getting games into our young players and getting experience into our young players and playing as a group is something I'm really looking forward to.
Speaking of Wes Agar from the Adelaide Strikers, you mentioned there, you know, the opportunity to get around the country and play on different wickets. Like every team, the Strikers have been affected by the hub situation and border restrictions. How have you found this season with all the sort of challenges you've had to face?
Yeah, it's been different. It's been obviously a different season, and as 2020 was, but it's been really good, I think, for our team. We have a lot of interstate players at the Strikers, and usually they're at the hotel and the homeboys are at home. But this year, we're all in the hotel together, and I think it's created a great camaraderie between us. We're able to share meals together, share cricket knowledge together, and just spend time together. So that's been really good. And obviously, it's been had its challenges at the same time. You know, we can't see the family that we'd want to, or see people that we'd like to as often, but I still think that it's a credit to Cricket Australia and all those involved who have been able to just make the competition go ahead. And I think that's the blessing that we have. A lot of people don't have it as lucky as we do, so we're grateful for that.
Now, you mentioned that you're spending a lot of time with the boys, which is a bit different to normal. Is there one player that you wish, gee, I wish I didn't have to see you so much? You got some habits that annoy me a little bit.
I think most of the boys would say I'm that guy. So for me, nah, I love them all. But me and John O'Wells have some good table tennis battles. He's got my number every time. So I think It, more than anything, if you asked him that question, he'd be saying, I just wish Wes wouldn't ask me to play table tennis anymore to be sick of embarrassing me on the table tennis table.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about Peter Siddle's haircut, but Brett, off our temper text machine, wants to know why you went the Chrome Dome haircut in the Shield last year.
I think my brother has gone bald.
He has,
and
yeah.
And for me, I sort of... he's been getting in my ear saying, oh, I've got some deep pockets at fine leg and third man. So I sort of got sucked into him and thought, you know what, I may as well shave it off. And it doesn't grow back. But luckily enough, it's grown back. And maybe that's a secret to taking some wickets, because I took none with the bald head and I've taken a few with some hair. So I might keep it for now.
What do you make of Pete's haircut? He's a little bit old for having a do like that, isn't he?
You know what? I actually don't mind it. I think that'd be all right. You get used to it, seeing a person in a certain way, and I've just got used to seeing him with that haircut now, and I can't imagine him any different.
Well, it's not affecting his cricket. He's having a great season, as are you, Wes. Thank you so much for your time. A couple of massive games coming up for the Strikers. You're back in the top four, and a couple of games against the Thunder to hopefully seal your spot in the finals. Good luck for the last couple of matches and hopefully a final series as well.
Thanks a lot, guys, and thanks for having me on.